Well, here we come into the opening of Act Two. We are a five-act show. And now Danny will explain to Chris just what's going on. When we did this scene, I felt high shots worked for me, and then we cut in. It was a way of telling the story from a different perspective. Whenever I talk to the actors before a scene, we always remember where we've been, where we're going. That's the director's job, is to create an environment for the actors in which to work. Obviously, we've done 26 shows, so they are very familiar with the venues in which we play, the barn, which we're here, Davis Barn. But we always try to approach every show differently because they are all different. Even though we have a continuing story going on and a thread, this show, beyond any, almost stands alone in its perspective. We rehearse very little, because I like to have a tremendous amount of spontaneity. So basically, we talk the scene through, and then when we come and lay the scene out, after the scene has been lit by our wonderful cameraman, Frankie Pearl, then the actors go for it. And then I'm able to guide them from that. We've already discussed it, and now we know where we need to be. But I don't like a lot of rehearsal because I feel it burns the actors out, and we lose that spontaneity that we talked about. That shot there is called a transition shot. Obviously, it starts with the opening of an ice box, and that's how you open your scene. I am a big fan of transition and storytelling, because that's what you're doing. When you were a child, you looked at a book, and each picture that you looked at had a little story above it. And that's the way I've always directed my films. Every picture should tell a story, and I never make a shot that doesn't help tell the story in some way, shape, or form. Now, obviously, Matt wants Danny to tell Chris that it's not her fault, that the horse was butted from the prior episode, and Danny's just not ready right now. She's got a lot riding on this. She knows it's her father, but nobody else does. So this is all about deceit and holding information and people trying to take sides, and that's eventually what will culminate with some of our very dramatic scenes as we grow here in the story. Preparing these actors on an everyday basis is a very interesting thing to do. Everybody has their troubles and problems. Now this, obviously, if it wasn't me, probably wouldn't have been done. I have done a tremendous amount of rain stuff in my career. So what we did was, every time you see lightning flash, of course we couldn't wait for rain in a real storm, so we are creating that. I think everybody knows that. So rain towers are put in, and water trucks pump them full of rain, and the lightning is actually created by what we call lightning strikes. It's actually dead shorting the generator. It's a unit that actually propels that light that you see that is created and that we call lightning, and the piece of equipment is called lightning strikes. And here, a very big part of our show, Chris is in therapy, and her therapist is none other than Wildfire. It's a big part of our show. It's where Chris can really lay her heart on the line, and also we can do a lot of storytelling. Here she is totally at peace whenever she's with Wildfire, and she feels she can tell him anything, and he listens. Now Danny, I hear, is obviously as worried as the weather is bleak. Again, a very dark episode. The power is going to go out here, which is going to propel our Fab Four into the barn all together, and a lot of secrets are going to come out. Last time we had them all together in a situation like that was way back in the first season on show, I believe, number two or three, and now we felt it was time to get them all back together again. We call them the Fab Four. Now, this lightning, and this is obviously shot at night, there's some smoke back there to create that fog effect. You would be amazed if you were on the set on nights and days like this because of all the hard work that over 135 people are putting into this. There are people outside being drenched as they pump water into those hoses. There's the set lighting people hitting the lightning. I'm orchestrating that from behind the camera while I watch the actors with the chief lighting technician who's watching me, and every time I drop my finger, there's a crack of lightning, and that's how we're able to keep the continuity, and I'm also in charge of being able to say when I want the lightning, to further a dramatic effect. And of course, now we don't know who comes in here, but it's I think that's young Chevy Chase there. Ryan Sipek, he can do comedy, he can do slapstick, and he's also wonderful at drama. He's just a terrific young actor, and I don't know if anybody really knows this. This is his first whack at acting, and he's just coming across great. Now here comes Sister Danny. And we actually get into a little bit of frills here and kind of an homage to my friend Wes Craven, who I did a lot of photography work when he was doing the directing. And now that I'm a director, I often use things that that we implemented early on in some of those Scary Axe movies that we did. And there's a nice shot of some lightning. And look at that rain. That's just teeming down there. And there's the lightning. And here's our Fab Four now, all full of secrets. And all put together by happenstance that the storm started, and obviously they all are going to be here in the barn. So much going on between these four. Culmination of many, many shows. And again, this was not shot at night. This was shot during the day, and the barn, the Davis barn, was blacked in. Now, when I say blacked in, that means it took a lot of wonderful men to get up on the roofs, take out all the skylights with blacks, and then we had to build a big tent in order to house the rain. This was shot at night because we saw outside. It was my instincts to actually see outside on a couple of these shots. Obviously, with so much of this dialogue happening, we couldn't shoot all night work because we want the kids to look good, and everybody does their best work during the day, not at 3 o'clock in the morning. So whenever we can, we'll try to what we call blackout and shoot day for night, or in some cases night for day. But there, as we look out, we are definitely night for night here. Pablo's tried to make his way over there, but obviously he discovered that there was a tree down. He's sopping wet. So this is going to force our Fab Four to stay together, which is going to create more than just a couple of problems. The idea here as a director was to play Junior and Chris by themselves, and of course, Danny and Matt, who are together, it was important to play them as one. Now, for Danny, this is about as big a slap in the face as you can imagine. If she doesn't have 1,000 threads count sheets on, she's not happy about anything. So, sleeping in the barn to her, you might as well kill her. There you see the lightning again. The choice of the lightning and the rain was in the script, but we took it to another level, and we were able to take it to another level. You can see all these exterior shots we made. It took us time to do them, but we felt it was important to the story. So now all four of the kids are going to bunk up together here. And there's Nicole, obviously, coming back out there. She's going to give it a shot. Here's another transitionary piece as we go into black. And that kind of propels us now back into Chris, who's asleep now in a jump of time. And we actually shot this shot much later when we felt that we needed it. You often go in what we do, pick up shots, things that we find after we look at the cut that are going to enhance the drama or the storytelling. And we got a lot of mileage out of this film. And again, she's going to wake up from that bad nightmare. And now we're going to have a confession. Danny Davis is going to finally be bought out on this. The preparation as a director with the actors for this scene was not quite as tough as some of the scenes that we have coming up, because there's some very, very dramatic scenes coming up when we tell all, and some very, very passionate, seductive scenes that come that were very difficult to work on because we had not pushed ourselves that far in quite a while. Again, because of the culmination of many things, the actors had to have the right behavior. Very often in movie making, filmmaking, one actor will start to play off another, and pretty soon you have all four actors screaming at each other rather than one person screaming and everybody else having a different kind of behavior. That's the director's job. The director's job is also to create that little move that you see there off of Matt's face down to Danny, so that we now know that it's Danny. Nothing has to be said here.